What do you have in common with a bumblebee? An affinity for flowers, maybe, or an appreciation of honey, perhaps? Well, now, new research shows that we may share something deeper, a capacity for culture. Science reporter Ari Daniel has more.
I bet the last time you spotted a bumblebee, you didn't give it much thought.
You don't look at them in the way that you might, say, if you saw a monkey. But actually, these creatures are really quite incredible.
Alice Bridges is a behavioral ecologist at Anglia Ruskin University in England.
They're really, really good at learning despite having these tiny, tiny brains.
Now, Bridges had read about how larger-brained animals, like chimps and birds, showed evidence of culture.
By which we really mean just that animals learn from each other.
Like how to navigate a migratory route or use a tool to access a particular food, says Andy Whiten, who studies animal minds at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.
If what they learn lasts for a long time, then we might be prepared to call it a tradition, and culture is made up of multiple traditions.
Same in humans. Some of us learn from more experienced individuals how to, say, make matzo ball soup or dance the merengue, and then we pass that down to our children. Alice Bridges wondered whether bumblebees might be capable of culture too.
Nobody's really thought to look at it in invertebrates before.
First, she had to train a few industrious bees in the lab to perform a novel behavior. She opted for solving a puzzle box.
Basically, what we've got is I built it out of petri dishes.
The base of the petri dish held the reward, a drop of super sweet sugar water. Bridges cut a small hole in the lid
to form a rotating top that can be spun by pushing either on this red tab clockwise or the blue tab anti-clockwise.
So she trained some bees to headbutt the red tab to get the sugar water, and she trained others to push the blue tab. Then Bridges placed the tutor bees inside different colonies along with the puzzle boxes. Fiddling with all those bees got Bridges stung. Once, twice, the fourth sting sent her to the hospital with anaphylaxis.
So I had to wear a bee suit after that.
The experiment ultimately played itself out.
Yeah, we found that the behaviors spread among the colonies. They copied the demonstrator's behavior even when occasionally they discovered that they could do the alternative.
In the control colonies where there were no tutors, the bees sometimes learned how to open the boxes, but never as efficiently or reliably. The conclusion, Bridges and her colleagues report in a new study in the journal PLOS Biology, is that bumblebees can transmit certain behaviors culturally. Jessica Ware is an entomologist at the American Museum of Natural History and wasn't involved in the research.
We were taught that a lot of insect behavior was kind of hardwired. And what this paper does is kind of turn that on its head. I mean, who knows what grasshoppers are capable of doing or, you know, the lowly cockroach.
Naturally, bumblebee culture differs from the culture seen among other animals, particularly humans. It's a question of degree, says Andy Whiten, who wasn't a part of the study either.
Cultures vary enormously across species in ways which I think have different implications for the complexity of brains that are involved.
Still, Alice Bridges argues that her work with bumblebees shows that perhaps culture isn't that unusual.
Maybe it's not some pinnacle of cognition that only a few species have. Maybe it's actually very widespread.
So widespread that human culture, once thought to be unique, may have deep evolutionary roots that span the animal kingdom. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.